On air.
Online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Ishmael Khawaja.
The Justice Secretary is promising to take on criminal activity behind bars. More than 100 expert officers are going to be part of new specialist search teams in jails in England and Wales. There's been a jump in violence and drug use in prisons in recent years. Phil Coyne is on one of the search units already in place.
We've recovered lots of phones and drugs which are related to gang activity in most cases as well. Other amounts of distilled liquor, which the prisoners have access to making that themselves in their own environments. We've also recovered drones.
KMFM News.
EU officials are meeting in Brussels today, preparing to sign off on Theresa May's Brexit withdrawal deal. It's amid a warning from Spain that it will oppose it if the country isn't guaranteed a say over the future of Gibraltar. 8 suspected migrants have been picked up after being spotted in a dinghy off the Dover coast. Border Force officials are working with the Coast Guard following the discovery this morning. More than 80 migrants have now been seen in the past 2 weeks. Protesters have gathered in Tunbridge calling for a tree not to be cut down to make way for a new medical centre. An action group have been at the site off River Lawn Road since this morning, and a man has climbed the horse chestnut tree refusing to get down. 9-year-old Danny has joined them.
It's such a really nice place, and it's a place to calm down, and it's public. It doesn't belong to anyone. It's just a place for anyone to go to and relax.
More than 300 people have signed a petition against it being cut down. A 35-year-old apologised for punching another man in the head as he tried to break up a fight in Maidstone. Edward Adams from Quarry Road in the town hits the back of the victim outside a bar in Upper Stone Street yesterday morning. He's been fined more than £200.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
As many of us look to get some of our Christmas shopping done today, an expert at the University of Kent is warning not all Black Friday deals are as good as they seem. Shops up and down the country are offering discounts on one of the busiest shopping weeks of the year. Dr. Des Laffey, who's a lecturer at the University of Kent's Business School, says lots of people fall into the trap.
That is a case then of people being ruled by their emotions, thinking, you know, this is a great, I've got to get in there, it's... If I don't buy it today, I'll never get it again. So I think, yeah, you have to be objective. You've got to think to yourself, do I really want this product? And then what's the best price I can get for it?
You can see where to find the best deals in the county at kentonline.co.uk. A man's been arrested after a reported assault in Margate. Police arrested a 60-year-old from the town in the early hours of yesterday after another man was injured at a property in Sheen Court. He's since been freed as investigations continue. And a Kent-based humanitarian airline that helps support people in the world's most remote areas have taken one of their planes to a playground near Maidstone. Children at Hadlow Primary School have had the chance to step inside a light aircraft and learn more about the work of Mission Aviation Fellowship. Vivian Patterson is from the organisation.
We brought it here to show the children of Hadlow School because we're launching our Advent adventure. At this time of year, it's all about shopping and commercialisation, which is great, but actually we'd like to encourage people to think outside that kind of what can I get box and think about what they can give.
We asked these children if they'd want to be a pilot when they grow up.
With planes you can fly, cars you can just stay on the surface.
Plane, it kind of makes your ears pop, but then car, like you get sick easily. So I'm not really too sure.
We've tweeted a link to a video report at KMFM News.
Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and Gillingham will be hoping to build on their FA Cup first round victory when they welcome Luton Town to Priestfield this weekend. Lucy has more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, Gillingham beat Hartlepool 4-3 in extra time on Wednesday to make it through to the next round of the competition. They're back in League One action this weekend and are currently 19th in the table. Tomorrow's opponents are up in 5th. Cricket, and England have let a good position slip away on day one of the final test of their tour of Sri Lanka. They went from 235 for 3 to 312 for 7 in the last session of play. Johnny Bairstow top scored with 110 on his return to the team. Joe Root's side have already won the series. And staying with cricket, England's women have sealed their place in the World T20 final with a comfortable victory over India. Kent's Tammy Beaumont's only managed one run, but it didn't stop them easing to an 8-wicket win in Antigua, chasing down their target of 113 with 17 balls to spare. Heather Knight's side will play Australia in the decider after they thrashed host the West Indies by 71 runs.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.